I've been listening to AFR for probably 5 years, and it has become a really vital part of my life. I start each day with AFR. I love the combination of prayer and teaching. I was missing out on the teaching previously. I did go to church, but I wasn't really learning anything, and I just didn't realize how much I was missing. I love everybody on AFR. You're such a blessing to me, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We've got another hour left here on this segment of the Today's Issues program, 55 minutes or so. And it's Share-a-thon. Tomorrow we'll have Trivia Friday, so you want to join us for some laughs and fun tomorrow. But today we are closing out Share-a-thon, our spring Share-a-thon, day three, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Thursday, obviously, April the 11th, and it's our last day of our Share-a-thon fundraiser. So we appreciate everybody who's already called and made a donation, or you sent yours in via the mail, whatever the case may be. If you haven't called in and made a pledge to American Family Radio, listen, we have to have you in order to stay on the air. I mean, I'm just going to lay it out there. We need you to make a donation to help us because we're a nonprofit. We're a listener-supported ministry. We don't get money from the government like NPR does, National Public Radio, nor would we take it if they offered it. Because with government money comes government strings, right?
That's right.
So we're not going to do that ever. And then we don't have – some people think, well, you've got three or four super wealthy people that underwrite you. No, we don't.
Right.
We do have – a handful of people who are what you would consider super wealthy who make donations, but that's not enough to sustain us.
Right. For the most part, it's
95% of our budget is from $30, $50, $100 a month, folks.
Yeah.
That's where our the backbone of what we do is. So anyway, whatever you can give, however much you can pledge, we would love for you to do this so we'll know about it. How do they make a gift? A
well, here there are a couple ways. You can go online at AFR.net, and that's very easy and simple to give online. Or you can call this number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, I do want to let you know that until the top of the hour, until noon Central Time, we are in the middle of a Faithful God $150,000 challenge. So a group of donors have pledged $150,000 for Share-a-thon. And this group of loyal AFR listeners wants you to join them in supporting this radio ministry. We believe God is using AFR to change lives. And so we ask you to call in your pledge here in the next 50 minutes or so. Will you join this $150,000 challenge by donating now? And we want to let you know that for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Association. We call it Legacy.
Legacy.
Or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more.
Or more.
And you receive not only the coffee, but the book by our founder, Don Wildman, our late founder, Brother Don Wildman. The name of the book is I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Brother Don wrote, he passed away in December 28th. He wrote this book with his brother, Alan Wildman. And so that is if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. 877-616-2396.
That was a quick mow, Ray.
Did
they already,
good.
They already gone?
Oh, they were here maybe 10 minutes. Zip, you know, they have those riding mowers, zip in, zip out. they're gone.
Do you have like a zero lot or something, or no yard at all, or what?
Well, it's not that big. Yeah. And these guys are pros, right?
Yeah.
They're doing a bunch.
They can do it. I have an acre.
Yeah.
And we have occasionally we do have a lawn service come and do it. And, man, they like you're saying, they just get there with the truck.
Yeah.
Wheel off a couple of those zero-turn mowers, have a couple guys out there weed eating and edging, and they're gone. And they're gone in 45 minutes.
Right.
What would have taken you 7 hours?
seven hours.
In the heat, you know, yeah. So I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that. Not that I do much, as much as Allison does. I'm there for support and do what I'm
absolutely. Doing. And she likes doing it.
Right. I'm cutting monkey grass with the best of them.
Monkey grass?
Monkey grass.
What is that?
Well, yeah, what is monkey grass?
I've heard elven grass, but.
Hold on a second.
Monkey grass?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I've never heard of monkey grass.
Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to look it up.
Steve?
Yes?
You ever heard of monkey grass?
I've heard the word. I wouldn't be able to pick it out from rye or whatever they use the Masters.
I feel like an alien here.
Is it like regular grass? Like Bermuda?
Monkey grass.
Brent Creeley, Brent, step to the microphone. Tell me you know what monkey grass
images is.
I
do, and I have some.
You have some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look it up.
I'm looking at it right now. Monkey grass. There it is.
Yeah. See what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah. So you can cut that?
Yeah, we have monkey grass.
So how do you cut
my, that? Allison, my wife, she loves that monkey grass in our flower beds. Go ahead.
Is it a weed?
No, it's a grass. But it grows up a little bit higher and spreads. I think, you know what, now I think I got some of this.
Look it up, Bray. Look at the.
It's contagious?
Monkey grass? Yeah, it's contagious. So anyway, yeah, there you go. There's
I know there are people listening who are going, you dumb Yankee, you don't know what monkey grass is. I don't argue.
Well, Ray
with
hadn't heard of it, and he's from Alabama.
Yeah, but what about kudzu?
I know what kudzu is.
Kudzu is, yeah.
I think kudzu's internationally known.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
After its first album.
But I'm not sure where it is. I know we have that in Mississippi.
Yeah.
But I don't know, do other states have, where are other states that have kudzu?
They don't have it up north, right?
You can hardly grow a lawn in Colorado, I'll tell you that.
Without kudzu?
Period. Yeah. It takes a lot of care to get a really green lawn. It takes work in Colorado because it's high. It has a lot of rain. It has a lot of sun, but not a lot of grasses grow that high in the.
Not even monkey grass?
Maybe. I don't know.
I was just asking about kudzu, though. Kudzu. Do you have kudzu in Colorado?
I don't remember kudzu in Colorado.
I think kudzu may be susceptible to. Intense,
monkey grass taking over?
No. Intense cold weather, I think, for prolonged.
Kudzu was brought to our area from Japan. From Japan, Ed.
Yeah, from Japan.
You read about them Japanese plants? They came over here on a boat.
Hey, every time people want to tell me,
yeah,
just follow the science.
Right.
I answer with one word, kudzu. Okay? Yeah, let's follow the science. Who is the genius who thought that would work? They brought it over to Mississippi, maybe for more of the south, but to combat
erosion. Yeah.
Right.
And boy, did it combat erosion?
Do you have to mow it down with little scissors so you can?
Like it grows like a
Japanese, you know, like a bonsai thing.
No,
thing about kudzu is it grows like a foot a day.
Mm-hmm. They say you can actually see it grow.
I've done that before. I took my lawn chair out one time.
Just watched it.
Watch kudzu grow. It's much bit better than watching paint dry.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
But they're both in the same category. Of you really want
all right. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Yes, he does.
Now.
By the way, can I just say that you guys probably could use some hints on choral directing and singing?
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
I did.
Help us out, Steve. You're the expert here.
Was I the alto right there in that one, Steve,
first of all,
or was I the bass?
You don't count down when you're directing.
Oh, you don't?
No, no. Directing.
Lawrence Welk did. And a three, and a two, and a one.
No, I would do and a one, and a two, and a three.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, that's right. I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Right. We want to be technical about it. But anyway.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you don't want. No one wants to be technical about it when they're wrong.
You're a bunch of legalists.
That's right.
Bunch of legalists.
Legalists.
Musical Pharisees.
I got something. I have something to play for y'all that is just going to make your day. Can I do that?
Yes.
All right. So, in view of the Jussie Smollett stuff and everything, we've often said. I've often said that the demand in this country for racism far exceeds the supply, which is why you have all of the, you know, the like Jussie Smollett stuff where it didn't happen. They say it happened, right? Well, I have found another way that people find racism where it isn't. And this, courtesy of our dear friend, Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California. Maxine Waters was giving an interview in her office and listen to it. Racism, it's everywhere. We have to stop it. Cut 14.
As a member of Congress with people, you know, who evidently had a racist attitude and recently one even confronted me in a restaurant, and they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said. They don't like a position that I took. But you know that, you know, if you were not Black, you would not be approached that way.
Who's that?
Maxine Waters.
That's listen. I'm sorry. We don't, you know, we didn't allow our kids to say stupid when they were growing up, but that's a stupid thing to say.
That's stupid.
That is just a ridiculous thing. It is illogical. If that was true, then every time my wife told me I said something wrong, I would just call her a racist.
That's what happens. By the way, may I remind you who Maxine Waters is? Cut 13.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Well, she's talking about the Trump administration.
She is, but I mean, she was complaining that she got anybody that approaches her at a restaurant is racist.
If liberalism didn't have double standards, it had no standards at all.
That's true. Liberals, I like that.
Huh?
It's good.
It's a good country.
It is. Maxine Waters. She was encouraging people to be physically confronted with Trump administration officials. Yeah. That was about 5 years ago when she fired, 6 years ago, whenever she was on that megaphone doing what we just heard. And now she's listen, she and Sheila Jackson Lee. Racism has and does exist, but you don't have these folks. Some of these folks just find a devil under every rock,
yeah,
and it's And it just gets exhaustive with, when you diminish a subject by making everything that, then nothing's that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just a ridiculous.
Well, and the way they are trying to shut down conversation about controversial
issues. By accusing somebody.
That if you, and this is not literally what she said, but this is literally what she meant.
Yeah.
That if you disagree with me, you're racist.
Right.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm Black, and if you're white,
right,
and you disagree with the position I have, you're a racist.
Right. This is what they say about Clarence Thomas, though. They call him an Uncle Tom because he's a Black conservative Christian.
Right.
You know.
So that means you cannot disagree with me.
Right.
Conversation's over.
They did that with Condoleezza Rice. You remember her, Secretary of State for George W. Bush? And they said, "Well, you're an African American woman, and you work for a Republican. Therefore, you're a traitor to the to the cause." Listen, the great thing about Christianity is it unites us more than anything else. I've talked to people all the time, and the thing we have in common is our love for the Lord.
Amen.
Even beyond, quite frankly, Ray, I have more in common with a fellow brother and sister in the Lord than I have with a family, with a blood kin who doesn't know the Lord.
Well, look, if you know the Lord, then you got a worldwide family. From every tongue and every tribe and every race and every kindred. And, you know, in my ministry, we go around the world. I go to the Philippines. I've got a Filipino Christian family. I go to Korea. I got a Korean Christian family. I've been to Uganda several times. Wonderful believers in Uganda, Ukraine, Hungary. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
That the tightest tie that binds us is our shared faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
And I would say I agree with what you're both saying. I have more in common with a black man from Philadelphia if he's a Christian than I do with an Italian from Italy if he's not a Christian.
Right.
So listen, races, ethnicities, we all bring something unique to the table.
I know we do.
Yes.
My family.
Right. So we can rejoice in that. We can rejoice that not everyone's the same. We don't all have the same musical taste or the same taste in food or dress or any of those kind of things.
Right.
That makes humanity a blessing to the earth. But, all right, it is our shared Christian faith that unites the body of Christ. All these other things we can enjoy about one another, but our fellowship, and that, you know, that's part of our verse. Our verse for our theme here for Share-a-thon from 1 Corinthians 1:9, reading from the English Standard Version, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We are all called as Christians into the fellowship of his Son and with one another, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we rejoice in that.
You're listening to American Family Radio. We thank you, as always, for listening to AFR, wherever you may be tuned in or listening on your phone, whatever the case may be. Listen, this is the last day of our 3 days of our Share-a-thon fundraiser. We do this in the spring. We do this in the fall. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So whatever we may be, we don't beg for money. I don't think 6 days out of 365 days asking for a donation qualifies as
begging.
As begging. So keep that in mind. We just bring our needs before you. We pass an offering plate twice a year, and you, our listeners, always have responded and are responding this particular Share-a-thon. Now, if you haven't made a gift to AFR, this is the last. We want to include your donation in the final tally.
Right.
At 6 p.m. tonight. So Ed, it's time for folks to call before they get busy in their afternoon, you know, whatever they're doing, obligations. And so now's the time to pick up the phone and call.
That's right. And until the top of the hour, folks, we do have a $150,000 challenge going on. It's called the Faithful God Challenge. That is up until noon Central Time. So procrastinators, you may want to jump in on this before noon. And so we have a group of donors that have pledged $150,000 for this Share-a-thon, and they are wanting to challenge our listeners to join them in supporting this radio ministry here at AFR during our spring Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can give online at AFR.net. I also want to make mention of the fact that for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Association. It is called our Legacy Blend. Mm-hmm. Or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, and you will not only receive the coffee, you will receive the book written by our late founder, Brother Don Wildman. The name of the book is I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Mm-hmm. Brother Don wrote this book with his brother Alan Wildman. And so we really do ask that if you can, become a Great Commission partner. And it's very easy to do that. All you have to do is set up a monthly giving by credit card or e-check, so on and so forth. You can set up a donation.
Can they do that when they call this number?
They can. They can do that by calling that number.
So they can take care of it over the phone.
They can. Or you can go online at AFR.net. If you want to talk to someone and have someone walk you through that,
right?
The number is
877. Like you're a three-year-old.
Can I give the number?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Go ahead.
This is how you give the number. It's 1-877-616-2396. 616-2396.
Yeah, I think that's Jenny, something about calling that number. I think you're on that. It's an 80s pop song.
But that was the correct number. Yeah. I didn't.
Oh. Yeah.
No, you did get to. Listen, hey, talking about, you know, international and ethnicities and all this, it reminded me, Ray, of the story. We haven't told it in a long time. Of you in, I think it was South Korea, getting ready to come back to the States. Well, tell that story.
I was had been in South Korea and teaching the Bible over there at the Bible Institute, Word of Life, and was heading back to the States. And if you ever go to Seoul, you'll go through the Incheon Airport, which is one of the biggest, vast airports. So the chances of running into anybody there, it's so big, it's two ginormous terminals. And so there's this long line to get into this huge plane to fly across the Pacific Ocean, and there's hundreds of people waiting in line. And there's most of them are from other Asian countries, but there's some Americans there. And I'm just standing around the corner listening to some American guys talking. They're going, wondering how long it's going to take and, the flight, and just chit-chat while waiting to board. And there's a fellow next to me. I didn't know him, but he was sort of listening into the conversation. But we didn't even say anything. I'm just kind of standing there. Okay, time comes to board. And, it takes a long time, and you get on the plane. And I'm way back in the nosebleed section, like row 745 or something like that. I mean, way, way in the back there. And I just happened to be sitting on an aisle seat. So, any of you have traveled overseas, you get to your seat. It's going to be 10, 12 hours. So you sit there and you strap yourself in. And I hear a voice from across the aisle. And I look, and it's that fella who had been standing by me when guys were having this conversation. And out of the blue, he says, "Are you Ray Pritchard?" And I looked at him like he was the man from Mars. There is no possible way he could know. I thought maybe I'd heard him wrong. And I look at him, he says again, "Are you Ray Pritchard?" And I go, "Yes." And he said, "I thought so, because I've heard your voice on American Family Radio." In South Korea. It's my buddy Earl from up there in Northwest Arkansas. And I say that only I've never met him in person, just this way. And he said he had been on a missions trip, if you can believe it, in Thailand, and was coming back to Northwest Arkansas and making the connection there in Seoul, in the big airport. He heard my voice before we boarded, and in the providence of God, I'm seated on one aisle. He's seated right behind me on the aisle. He looks and he just asks, "Are you Ray Pritchard?" Because he heard my voice.
Wow.
American Family Radio. I tell you, this ministry goes around the world.
That is awesome. What a great story. Folks.
Has that ever happened to you, Ed?
No. Locally.
Yeah.
Where someone says, "I recognize your voice." And then they usually say, "Now I have a face that I can put with that voice. And frankly, I'm disappointed." Okay, so I do get that sometimes. But I've never overseas. I've been to Israel and to Jordan on two separate occasions. But I've not been.
Have you been to Petra?
Yes, okay. I went to Petra. That was phenomenal.
You've been to Petra too, right, Ray?
I have not.
I haven't been. I've been to Israel 25 times, but we've never gone over to Petra. I want to do that.
That is what and some of that was filmed in one of the Indiana Jones movies.
The first Indiana Jones movie. Were you in Israel and then took
two separate occasions, once hosted by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism, and then a separate occasion by the Jordanian. What they do is they will bring evangelical writers over there, and they take you on a tour.
They wine and dine you.
And they pay for it. Five-star hotels, really nice meals, and all they ask is that you write an article for your publication.
Right.
They don't even tell you what to say. But I was able to.
So you went to Petra. For how long did you stay? Like a day? Or?
That was several hours.
Do you go inside?
Yes. Well, there's some parts you can't go inside, but you went down those little canyons and you see the
horseback or
no, no, Jeep. No.
Is there a bunch of things you have to get through, blades and stuff across before you get to the Holy Grail back there?
Yeah, and you have to step on the right,
letters. But
the right letters.
It's I, not J.
Yes.
I bet they get that from Americans all the time.
Yes, they probably do.
Is this where Indiana Jones? Is this the door he went in?
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for your awesome years of ministry. I'm sorry for your loss, but he is with the Lord Jesus, and that's awesome. Thank you so much for continuing on with your ministry.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. And I just want to say thanks.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We got roughly 29, 28 minutes left for this segment of the Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And then Brother Todd Herman, Brent, Todd's coming up, 12:05 Central Time. So Todd Herman will be coming up. He'll take you to 1 o'clock right here on Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim with Ed and Steve Paisley-Jordahl, and then Ray is in Kansas City, and we're in Tupelo. MS, our national headquarters for American Family Association. By the way, we do, Steve, have people who come by and visit us.
Yeah.
And we welcome folks. They're traveling, and they're able to come see our place here. We got a brand new place.
A beautiful building.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We were in the same place for roughly 40 years, right? You know this. You've been down here many times. And that building we were in for 40 years had...
It was well used.
You used it well. Well, you didn't leave anything behind.
No, a couple. So we built us a new place, and thank the Lord, it's paid for.
Thank the Lord, yes, and thank those of you who are calling in today.
The givers, the people.
Yeah, the Lord, it's paid for, and the Lord used our supporters. So we got a place now that'll take us for 40 more years. But what was happening over there? And our old building was part of the studio, right? You were in there.
Yeah, I was in there, yeah.
The radio studio was starting to slide down into the,
It was sliding backwards. So when I would come, one of my periodic visits to Tupelo, I'd sit in the chair. I'd have to hold on to the desk to keep from sliding back into the wall.
Yeah, if you've ever been in like a Ripley's Believe It or Not exhibit.
Right, exactly.
That's what going into our studio was like. It was like an incline. If you put a ball on the floor, it would roll to the end. So anyway, it was a matter of probably a year before we were going to be doing the show from the den of some of the houses down the hill there. And then I guess I'm giving a sob story, but we got a new place, so I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, thankfully we got a new place. But Ed, in my old office. It was kind of charming, wasn't it, over in the old building, wasn't it? What was charming about my old office?
It was embarrassing.
As you would come by.
It was embarrassing. Okay. When it was raining, we had to have a couple of garbage cans in the office of the president of AFA.
I was the president.
Yeah. because it would leak and it would just come right
through. We call that water features.
Yes.
That's what I
have mentioned that when we came into the new building.
There's a waterfall.
Walker Wildman and Wesley Wildman, your two sons, and I conspired against you.
Yes.
And put a garbage can in your new office as if it was there for a leak. And you walked in and you said, seriously, already?
Well,
it was very funny.
I had it for like 5 or 10 years. It was one of these mystery leaks, Ray, that, you know, some of our staff, or even we'd hire somebody to come in and go to the roof and start to try to find it. And they'd think they plugged it up.
Right.
And you know how water is. You better be 100%.
It'll find a way.
It'll find a way. So I would always say, well, you can try if you want, but this is my destiny.
That's
you
right.
know, and the water would leak, sure enough, and I would catch it with a plastic
trash bag. Can.
And I just got where I tried to turn a lemon into lemonade. I sort of made it like my therapeutic, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Water feature.
Voice of sound of nature that
yes.
I could, you know, relax to. And so anyway, then I'd have to take the basket back, the container out every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. But hey, we're in a new place now.
Right.
Right. A new building.
Yep.
And it's paid for.
Amen.
But my point in all that, and I do have one, is that we welcome folks to, if they're visiting, they want to visit us here, they can do that. Right, Ed?
Yes. Now we do ask that you just go to afa.net and sign up ahead of time.
Let us know you're coming.
Let us know you're coming.
So we can bake a cake.
Well, we won't bake a cake.
Oh.
But we will try to help you schedule it on a day
right.
when
we're here.
When we're here. Because sometimes, like late on Friday afternoons, a lot of our staff cuts out early.
Yeah.
To get an early start.
Let us know you're coming.
Let us know so there'll be people here to conduct the
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, and we'll be glad to meet you.
And they'll give you a tour guide.
Some
of our best employees take time to
right.
take our tours around.
Yeah. If you want to get a really, really good tour, there's a couple of ladies here. You need to tip them.
Yeah.
But we
not
can
a bad idea.
We can talk about that later. I mean, they'll give you 5 or 10 more minutes if you know, slip them a $5 bill.
So you go, yeah. So you go to afa.net.
Well, it's America.
Yes.
Right?
It is America.
No, you
America.
Don't have to. You don't have
you don't
to
have tip.
I mean, you can give them, you know, verbal tips, you know.
But a five, like an Abe Lincoln, you don't think that's appropriate?
Don't invest in, you know, gold this time of the year or any of those kind of things. But anyway, you go to afa.net, you will see a list of drop-down menus. Go to contact us.
What's a drop-down menu?
This here where you scroll over it, a menu drops down.
Okay, so you're telling them how to register if they want to visit us.
Yes.
Okay,
so you
go ahead.
To afa.net,
uh-huh.
go all the way to the right, it says contact us,
uh-huh.
and you can go all the way down to tours.
Okay.
And then when you click on that,
uh-huh.
it will pull up AFA visitor registration, and you do have to, you know, we do has date of visit, first name, last name, your driver's license number. By the way, we will check that to make sure you're not a fugitive from the law, okay?
Or more importantly, a fugitive that's after some of us.
Yes. So, and then some additional information. We just want to make sure we have that. And then come on by, and we'll give you a tour. We've had people come by, Tim. They'll come by while we're on the air, and would you graciously tell them come in during a break and we take photos whether they want to take a photo with us or not
for $5
for five.
Oh,
we've never asked for that
free.
I'm
just kidding.
We don't
ask for money to take a tour.
No.
I'm just
but
just kidding around.
And you always have them come in to get a picture, and I've never actually
yeah.
had them ask for a picture, but you tell them to come on in for a picture.
Well, the way I figure, if people going to find their way to Tupelo,
right,
come see us, least we can do is take a picture with them.
Yes.
Huh?
So,
right.
Anyway, we have a lot of fun meeting the folks
yeah.
who, and most of the time they're on their way somewhere, vacation or on the way
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
And
but come see us. We welcome you, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to today's issues. Steve, what's the next story?
I want to introduce you to a young man who is impressing me, and Ed, by the way, who listened to this. This is a young congressman, newly elected congressman from Brazil, the Brazilian Congress. He doesn't look much over 25 to me.
I voted for him.
Did you?
In Brazil?
Mail in.
would have had to be. His name is Nicholas Ferreira, and that is spelled F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A. And he was recently at the UN in New York addressing a meeting there. It wasn't the big body like you see the green marble behind him, but he was talking, and he had a warning for his country because his country has just elected a new slate of leaders that is leaning a little bit left.
Right.
And for the United States, because we have an administration that's leaning a little bit to the left. And I want you to hear what he had to say. This is about a minute and a half, but it's worth listening to. Cut eight.
I was born in a poor neighborhood in my city, Belo Horizonte, Brazil. I'm married, I'm Christian, and we are expecting a daughter, Aurora, who will be born in 3 months. I became the most voted federal congressman in Brazil, and I'm here to warn you about what's happening in my country. America is like a body, and its health, it's a tripod: patriotism, morality, and spirituality. If someone undermines these three areas, America will collapse from within. They have known the secret for a long time and used all possible means to achieve their goal, the destruction of the family. First, they destroyed the sense of reality. There is no longer right and wrong, good or bad. Everything is relative. Why then say that men exist? Women, they must be abolished. Then they move on stage number two, the destruction of identity. Young people no longer know what or who they are. They are carried away by any wind of doctrine and cling to what is fashionable. The left replaced Jesus with a Black Lives Matter activist and exchanged the cross, which represents injustice, against an innocent person for symbols that represent nothing other than selfishness of activism itself. By the way, the rainbow is not yours, but ours. Read the Bible and you'll find out.
By the way, you were forced, because it was a longer speech, to,
oh, yeah, it's to about trim, 7 minutes.
Trim some of that. He did make mention of the fact that the Soviet Union, when it was still in existence, had a strategy for undermining the U.S. from within.
Yeah.
And I looked it up because I couldn't remember the man's name, a former KGB agent named Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmenov. He claimed in 1984 that Russia had a long-term goal of ideologically subverting the U.S., and he described the process as a great brainwashing that includes demoralization, which is to subvert the morality of the United States, and that's what this young man was talking about.
It's been happening.
Yeah,
I just was really impressed with that gentleman, and I emailed all of you, and including Brent, so I'm assuming that's going to be up on our webpage. If a Facebook page, if it's not already there.
Okay.
So.
All right. And the fellow's name was what now, from Brazil?
His name is Congressman Nicholas Ferreira.
Okay.
And that country is really in some trouble in terms of growing dictatorial actions on the part of the leftist government there. So this young man was warning the U.S., hey, it's not just us.
Right.
We've got this coming down the pike as well.
You know, the United States probably needs some groups or somebody to come along and show it what's right. Who do you think could do that?
Well, if only, Ray, if only somebody existed like that, right?
If only there was a ministry that existed to point people in the right direction.
Ray, you have the phone number there. You don't have to sing it. Why don't you tell
I will not listeners? Sing it, but it's 877-616-2396. Let me repeat that. To my fellow procrastinators, put it off no longer. Give us a call. Join in the great movement here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396.
All right, welcome back, everybody. If you've just joined us, welcome to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. This is the last day of our 3 days of our Share-a-thon. We do one in the spring, one in the fall, so that's what we're doing. We're wrapping up today. We'll be through at 6 p.m. this evening, Central Time, with Share-a-thon. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
Dear friend Mark, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast. manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worrying. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. Things came to a head in my business. Shortly thereafter, I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter, and they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions, and I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talents as an engineer and a teacher in the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business, the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
Wow. Yeah, folks, that's, we love our listener testimonies. We begin collecting those weeks before a share-a-thon, and our team that takes care of a lot of the programming and puts a little background music in it and trims them down a little. But I love hearing those. Ray, it's our share-a-thon, and folks, if you want to give to our share-a-thon, the number to call is 877-616-2396. You can go online and give at AFR.net. But Ray, what I wanted to make mention of the fact is that that brother who was just sharing that testimony is talking about how God uses used American Family Radio in this brother's life. But what I'm trying to say, though, is God uses all kinds of instrumentalities to speak to the hearts of his people. The fact that AFR exists allows us the privilege of being used in that way, but God will speak through all different types of ways and manners to speak to his children. I mean, that is a comforting thought, isn't it?
Well, number one, we have his word, and he speaks to us through his word, but he speaks to us through, that testimony. He heard Pastor Shreve, and then he heard Pastor Robert Jeffress, and they were both coincidentally, quote, just happened, quote, to be teaching on the topic of worry. And it's God was speaking to him through the Bible teaching that was coming right through this ministry. And by the way, if people say to me, can God speak to me today? I tell them, don't worry about it. He's got your number on speed dial. He can ring your phone any time of the day or night. And when he calls, you are not going to put him on call waiting. Gotcha. God knows how to get through to you and to me. And one of the reasons we have this ministry is we believe the Word of God is living and active and more powerful than any two-edged sword. It is. It talks about the dividing of the joint, the marrow, and all of that. You know, how do you cut through the nonsense that goes on in the world around us? You take the sharp edge of the Word of God, and it cuts right down to the truth. That's what this ministry is all about. And friends, we are coming up on the top of the hour, the end of this challenge. So if you, again, my procrastinating friends, go 877-616. I'm tempted to sing it or to throw it over to Steve and let you sing it. Steve, sing those last four numbers for us because they're so beautiful.
2396.
I like it.
I like it. I like it.
877-616. And then what Steve said, 2396. Ray Pritchard was talking about the Faithful God $150,000 challenge that is going on for another 11 minutes, folks. And what that means is that a group of donors have pledged $150,000 for Share-a-thon, and they are challenging the rest of our listeners to help American Family Radio continue to be used by God to change lives by calling in your pledge in the next 11 minutes or so. Will you please join this $150,000 challenge by donating now, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. Yeah. Steve, what else? Well,
we should probably mention this. It's kind of trending right now in the news. O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. He had a battle with cancer. Prostate cancer is what I'm reading. His story is legend. In the NFL, I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame or if they took him out, but he was one of the leading rushers in the game, one of the historic figures, and then got caught up in whatever kind of mess happened with accused and tried for double murder. And you may recall the Bronco chase, the white Bronco, the slow speed chase. And you may recall this is where some of the lawyers that went on to more fame were there. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Right.
A lot of people thinking he got off with murder, got away with murder. Later put in jail, not for that, but for some other crimes, financial stuff, I think.
Well, I think he was selling memorabilia illegally. Or I don't remember exactly. And then he got into a physical altercation with people.
Yeah.
By the way, I just looked it up when you asked. This says, according to CBS Sports, O.J. Simpson was eventually inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1985. So
that was before the whole murder thing happened.
I think that's correct.
It's a deserving nomination. I just didn't know.
He's a wonderful football player.
Yeah, I just didn't know. You know what the image of him I have when I think of it is? Jumping over suitcases.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember that
famous commercial.
Avis.
Right? Avis, that's right. He would be running through the airport.
Right. I don't know why that's what I think of when I think of the younger O.J. Simpson.
So he passed away, very well-known figure, sports, entertainment. He was in some movies, comedy movies.
Did some NFL analysis. He was on
right. Yes, teams. Right. That's right. So that is being reported now. In fact, I see CNN is covering it, but that was when we first started the program a couple hours ago. That was breaking news.
So. Yeah.
What else you got?
All right. Do you remember we had the moment, the Joe Biden moment, where he said, "If you ain't black, if you don't
vote for me,
if you don't vote for me, you ain't black."
Oh man.
Well, I think maybe Donald Trump is fishing for the same kind of moment. I don't know if he intends to, but he was at a rope line at the airport. He was getting off of Air Force One. You're going to hear the plane in the background, either getting off or getting on. I don't know. But he stopped to talk to reporters, which doesn't always happen, but he did in this case. And he was asked about what's going on in Donald Trump was asked about what's going on in Israel. So if I said Biden, this is Donald Trump, who was getting on an airplane and talking to a rope line like he always did. And this is what he said about Democrats Cut 10.
Any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
In case you missed that, he said any Jewish person who votes for a Democrat or votes for Joe Biden should have their head examined.
Now, he's referring to the fact that that party, the Democratic Party, and apparently Joe Biden and his administration let me just put it this way. Not everyone in the Democratic Party.
They're squishy.
They are squishy on Israel. Now, someone like John Fetterman, the senator, right. Democratic senator right. from Pennsylvania, is very supportive of Israel. But the radical left wing of that party does seem, Ray, to be pushing more for the Palestinian side, and by very definition,
I wouldn't even
pro-Hamas.
Seeming. I think the further you go left, the more pro-Hamas. You got AOC, the Squad. You got people who are trying to force a ceasefire before the job is done in Gaza. This is one time where I don't think you have to wonder too much about Trump, because he went to Israel and moved the embassy.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
The capital. The embassy to Jerusalem.
True Jerusalem, right?
Tel Aviv, I think, right?
Hey, Ray, isn't it interesting that you can almost tell if you ask a person their view on one topic, this is how divided we are.
Right.
Whether it be abortion or Israel or guns or whatever, and you ask them, if they give you one answer, you can almost reliably
fill in the blanks on everything else. Right.
And
interesting.
The opposite of, so you can put them on the political scale, and they will be the opposite of, you know, everybody's lining up, everybody's having the same. Isn't that interesting, though, Ray?
Well, it's exactly where we are in the culture today. We're not just divided, but I can't think of a time when the conservatives and the liberals have been further apart. And as far as I'm concerned, guys, we're moving further apart all the time. So somebody tells you where they stand on Israel, it's not a guarantee.
Israel is a little bit different.
Right, but, right. But if they tell you about gun control, yeah. Right,
yeah.
Some of these other issues, you pretty much can fill in the blanks on the rest of it.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's probably true in terms of kind of filling out the rest of the dance card.
Right.
By just you ask one question, and you can kind of, I don't want to brush too broadly here. You can fill in other things, too, about what they think about God, what they think about, you know, absolute truth, what they think about the Bible. Maybe not exactly with an issue like guns, but on some of these issues.
On the transgendered issue?
Yes.
Right. They're telling you about their worldview,
yeah.
Not just about their politics.
Right. All right. What else you got, Steve?
I want to say thank you to our the people that are calling in, if you don't mind.
Just, no, absolutely. I mean, go ahead.
We could. It's not really enough time to get into a whole other story,
okay.
I don't think. But we are at $2.7+ million right now and heading to $4 million. I just want to thank everybody out there that has donated. And if you've called in and you've really prayed and the best you can do is I want to give $10, I want to honor that.
Amen.
Any amount at all, God lays on your heart. If that's all you can do. I remember talking to people, not this year, but last year, I'm out of work. I don't have a job. My income is questionable right now, but I just wanted to support you guys. And
yeah.
So I can't give more than $10. I'm so sorry. Don't apologize.
Right.
Don't worry.
Don't. Please, we are so grateful for that. And God will use that and multiply that.
Amen. Amen. I do want to thank some of the folks who have called in and given over, probably the past hour. Jordan from Wills Point, Texas. Christy from Mechanicsville, Virginia. Teresa from Summit, Mississippi. Linda from Shreveport, Louisiana. Let's see. Donna from Arapaho, Oklahoma. Bobby from El Dorado, Arkansas. Tom from Hertford, North Carolina. Jesse from Crane, Texas. On and on. North Carolina, Tennessee, other places. We want to thank you so much for your gift, folks. If you can't give it all, please continue to pray for American Family Association. We are on the front lines, and we are doing the best that we can by the grace of God to obey the calling that God has placed on this ministry to stand up for the truth of God's word, to preach the gospel, and to call America back to repentance, and the church, all of us, back to repentance and a close walk with God as well. This is our spring share-a-thon. We are coming to the end of our 2 hours. We're normally for today's issues an hour and a half, but during share-a-thon, we're on for 2 hours. And so we have just a minute or two till the end of our time here with you.
Still have time to call.
Spring share-a-thon. Faithful God is the theme. The number to call is 877 616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. For Chris Woodward, Steve Jordahl, Tim Wildman, who had to step away, Ray Pritchard, what's that?
M.D. Perkins.
M.D. Perkins and Brent Creeley, our wonderful producer, thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow, Tim and JJ and I will be on live for Trivia Friday. We please ask you to join tomorrow, but stay tuned for more great programming ahead. It is Share-a-thon here in April.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.